mismo.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Oh, get the hell out of here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How you feeling over there?
I'm good.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. I feel good.
What are you talking about?
I feel great.
All right, let's talk about it. So, latest on A.J. Brown and the trade that will happen as soon as the June 1st cutoff goes. What are we, 3 weeks away from this or so? About three weeks?
About three
getting
weeks.
Close.
There we are.
Till
Judgment Day?
Yeah. The rapture.
The rapture.
Have you started to craft an apology to the Delaware Valley?
Definitely not apologizing.
Well,
definitely that's
we
not
are important. We're gonna ask you for one.
But right, you can ask.
Think about all the people that went with you on this and how they
and
feel.
And they're still with me.
No,
there's a small contingent mm-hmm. of people that are like, until June 1st gets here, we're gonna hold the line.
Morons unite.
morons in effect.
Okay, let's talk about the latest. So Jim Murray, who is part of the Felger and Maz show up in Boston 98.5, here is what he put out yesterday. He put out the alarms. AJ Brown to the Patriots scoop. Per source, AJ Brown will be speaking with management at one of the big fancy condo developments in the Seaport this week regarding residency. I was asked to omit which specific one. So Jim Murray, who's been part of that show for a while, and from my understanding, doesn't usually put nonsense out. I mean, he's probably...
Oh, so he's going to live by the water.
I'm sure he's having a very nice place. I'm sure he's going to do very well up there. But, of course, why, I have to ask you, would A.J. Brown be in Boston checking out condos if he was an Eagle?
Maybe just going up there hanging out. You know, maybe he wants to, have a place to go unwind at times.
Unwind in Boston.
Yeah.
When he lives and plays in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll unwind at times. I mean, people do it all the time. People have places in Miami. They don't play for the Dolphins.
Miami's nice year round. Boston is not.
If they got fishing year round. They got some good clam chowder.
We have fish here.
Maybe they like the clam chowder. We ain't got good clam chowder. Mm. We got cheesesteaks.
Maybe he likes the team and the coach.
Maybe he's gonna work there.
Maybe he's gonna work at the cranberry thing. They got a cranberry bog behind the stadium.
Thank you for this. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
this is what we're doing.
Useless information.
Any other nonsense?
Filibusting. Yeah, I'd like to June. Nothing. I'm holding the line to June 1st. I hear you. I understand that he's probably looking for a nice space.
You don't have to.
Didn't show up to any of the workouts.
The one that really hurt this weekend was the Eagles autism.
Sure,
thing.
Because Shannon that really was there. Hurt. Devontae that was one there. Hurt. BG was there.
That yeah. one hurt. Not everything else.
The fact that Jalen didn't invite him to the workout with the receivers.
Why would he invite someone who doesn't want to play with him anymore?
Or is not going to play with him.
Well, June 1st will be here. When June 1st get here, we'll figure it out.
No, we figured it out.
No, it ain't happened yet. Still waiting.
Now, maybe you'd have a better perspective than us. Do players typically look for homes in places they're not going to play?
I mean, I ain't never done it.
Yeah,
I ain't never done
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
I mean, when I came, to Philadelphia, I looked in, places to stay.
Oh, so you when you did get traded, you did look in the city.
Well, it wasn't premature.
No, gotcha, right. So it wouldn't be premature. So
it's a little premature. So what you're saying is
so there would be an understanding that it's going to happen.
No, I'm just saying the deal ain't done yet.
It's been done for months.
Don't feel like
trying to get to the bottom.
It actually feels the opposite. I mean, the way when Howie came up with the brilliant AJ's an Eagle line, anyone paying attention knew it was done. I mean,
love isn't always on time.
Yep, sing through the pain, buddy.
Whoa! You have to tweet through this. It's kind of like tweeting through it. You know how when you hit a rough patch, you just try to tweet through it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sing through this. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I hear you. I know, but I got a couple weeks.
Okay.
And then when it happens, I'll be like, hey, if it happens,
when
if it happens, be like, hey, it's not here anymore. Then we'll play the Boys and Men song. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
One more piece of information on this. I have it on good authority that our guy Tucker Bagley is going to be in Boston, very close to the area where Jim Murray says AJ is going to be this week.
Beantown Bagley.
I told him videos, photos. I mean, Hugh, this is just a rumor. If we actually could snap a photo of AJ Brown signing paperwork for, let's say, a condo, or, observing a condo or shopping up there in Boston, like tomorrow. How do you reconcile that? Like, that's not just like a rumor from a radio guy. That's our guy, Tucker.
Maybe they got good shopping in Boston. I don't know. Maybe you're going. I don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It wouldn't move you to think, oh, he's there. He's literally in the city.
They got a Nike town in Boston, I think. Okay. Nice. They got one here, though, too, but I don't know why we're going way up there.
He's going there because he now works there. I mean, he basically works
it's
in
probably
city.
It's probably a high possibility that's the case. But until it happens, then, you know, we're going to hold the line.
High possibility.
It's a high possibility.
Or the worst.
The absolute worst.
Yeah.
Just like, and since we're here, because I know they've been calling you, Tortilla.
Thanks.
See,
a
now
lot.
You're just then now you're nudging people.
Yeah, yes,
he's
I
not.
Am.
He's nudging me because yeah. Right. I'm the one that has to hear about it.
215-592-9494. I actually think this hour is going to prevent the Marconi.
It's a good counterpunch.
This is a Marconi losing hour. He refusing to let go of the line and worrying about what he's going to eat on Thanksgiving.
Tortilla.
And getting anxiety tortilla, about tortilla. A trip that we don't even know about yet. This guy is unbelievable. Let's go to Vic in Fishtown. What's up, Vic?
Vic. Mom was too big for
Vic going once, Vic going twice.
Was too big
well,
for
Vic heard you holding the line and was like, this guy
this is ridiculous.
Mad Mike is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, one time no talk, everybody.
It has been a while. Mike, what's
we
up,
know
buddy?
With Mike on.
He's ready. He's got something to say.
First off, Jalen Hurts, that loser in California, Aaron, Jalen Hurts is no Sky Marshall. He's a coattail rider to the finish line, and he's going to stink this year. That's one thing. And it's not the ILL that makes it sound. It's the LL, you moron, that makes it sound like a Y. What an idiot. It's really.
That's crazy.
It's the double L that makes the Y. What a moron. I can't. And then, freaking, I'm here to get my pound of flesh on Joel Embiid. You are a loser fraud, and I've been saying it for years, and I am the smartest guy in all of the Philadelphia area because I said it first, and I was able to sniff it out before all you mouth-breathing hoagie mouths figured it out. I'm right, and you're all morons.
I was waiting for it.
That was a strong call.
I didn't know if it was going to be yesterday or today, Mike, but I was waiting especially after that press conference after the game where he said the season was a success for him. I was like, oh, Mad Mike's going to call in. We'll hear from him.
And one more thing. Spike Eskin, you can take that and stick it up where the sun doesn't shine, loser. And I know you're in there and you can hear me. Mad Mike's right. Spike Eskin's wrong. You're a loser.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. I mean, we could debate all that, but we did have Spike yesterday saying
we
that
we could debate all that.
That the season was a success, which, I mean, come on, guys.
He said it was straight face.
Yeah, he agreed with Joel that it was a success.
Mm. Yeah, he got the worm.
Well, I mean,
he got the worm, huh?
I don't think Spike has
fair
the
to wonder
worm. I think he just
fair to wonder.
He has his people he likes, and he doesn't want.
Oh, so he got his people.
Yeah, well, I think he's sometimes
so what you
can't.
He protects
Joel. I mean, to the nth degree. I mean, that's he does.
In love with him?
I don't know if he's in love with him. I think he's in love with the idea of who Joel was supposed to be. If I had to guess,
Kyle,
what?
You in love with him?
Is Spike like in love with him?
Yeah, it felt like you was about to say something.
Well, no, I was gonna say maybe not to the level that you love Jalen.
Oh, I caught it straight, right? No, I don't love Jalen like that.
Do you think? Are you insinuating that he finds him attractive, like you do with Jalen?
I said women find Jalen attractive.
No, you said you found Jalen attractive.
No, I said he's a good looking dude.
I have the tape.
He's a good looking dude. Jalen's more attractive to me.
I knew you was going to do that.
Than those other two guys.
Well,
we were talking about in the context.
Well, you said to me
of quarterback.
It was
you said to me.
No, you weren't talking about his play. No.
I forgot.
You
what
were
I was
talking about the way
about
he looks. Stop.
I mean, he's not a bad looking dude though.
Jalen's more attractive to me.
He ain't no bad looking dude.
Than those other two guys.
What?
I'm just saying.
Who was that? Was that Allen and Mahomes? I'm trying to remember who we were talking about.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Where would you rank Jalen on the handsome quarterback scale?
Well, he's number one for Hugh. Come on.
You talking about handsomest quarterback?
Maybe only second to Dak.
If you had to rank the handsome quarterbacks
about
right
that.
Now. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
What do you mean?
I've played but with guys. Because I knew that would be the next cut that was being played. No, but I'm saying Jalen ain't no bad looking dude.
Nobody said he was.
No,
I would have rode him until he told me no.
That's why women like him, because he's... You know, bad looking.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. I don't care. I mean, like, that doesn't mean anything to me that women like him because he's nice looking.
Yeah. Shout out to the Eagles Autism Foundation, too. They raised like $16 million this week.
Is this you changing, changing the subject?
Trying my damnedest to change the subject.
You started it.
Tortilla.
You started it with Spike, by the way.
All right, no, I'm just saying, Spike got man crush on Joel
Embiid. Yeah. Oh. Like your man crush on
Jalen? I don't have a man crush on Dak. I don't.
Well, hold on. I said Jalen.
Wow.
I don't have a man crush on either one.
That was pretty defensive right there. Did you hear that?
The truth is coming out.
No, it's not. It's not coming out. It's y'all being childish right now. You're being a little childish.
Yes. Being childish?
On this show? This is a buttoned-up program.
Definitely not. I just burped. Definitely not a buttoned-up program.
215-592-9494. As all buttoned-up programs do, they call for someone to lose their job. I want Maury out of here ASAP. Hugh, we still have
Maury Watch.
I'm on Maury Watch, but I woke up today wanting a firing, needing a firing, expecting a firing. It's 12:40, and Daryl Morey still has his job because Josh Harris is a clown. Get him out of here.
Well, probably because it's 11 in Chicago or 11:40. Oh. Yes.
Got a little bit of time.
Yeah, not before lunch. I mean, that's not right. Now, I mean, the bottom line is this. I think Daryl Morey should be fired. I think it is time to move on from Daryl Morey.
We got to change something, man.
Well, we do. I mean, look, can we hear Jay Williams again? Jay Williams, ESPN yesterday. I thought he was pretty strong on the Morey thing. And really, what the problem here is the person who has picked the players, the person who has put these contracts in, and has the Sixers stuck. Morey was hired to move the thing forward. They are no closer to a title today than they were the day he walked in.
When are we going to talk about the front office?
That's it.
And just let me, I'm not going to come up on TV and say somebody should be gone or not. But if you look at the last 3 years, so 23-24, they let go of James Harden. The next year, they run it back. They don't get another superstar. Joel Embiid averages 34.7 points per game. They end up a seventh seed, first-round exit. The next year, they sign Paul George, $200 million. Then they get Jared McCain. Jared McCain's playing well.
He's hooping.
They're playing
so
well.
High.
Still first-round exit, right? The next year, they don't send, no, I'm sorry, on the back end of that, they actually tank. Yeah. They tank to get the right draft pick.
Yeah.
Then they get BJ Edgecombe. They get BJ Edgecombe. Now they're playing well. You get to the trade deadline. Do you get somebody else? Do you lean all in when Indy's not there, when Giannis is not playing well, when Jason Tatum's hurt, when the East feels like it's open? No. You trade Jarrett McCain.
Woo.
And for draft picks. By the way,
Jarrett
McCain is shooting 81% from the three-point line right now versus the Lakers. Do you want me to keep going on? Isaiah Joe was on this damn team. Isaiah Joe is coming off the bench for OKC. Do you want me to keep going on? Shin Penny was on this damn team. Shin Penny is one of the best three-point shooters for the Spurs.
Get him,
that's
Jay.
All your depth.
Right.
All your depth. And now you're sitting here in purgatory with Joel Embiid? I'm just going to lay out the facts. You guys make the decision.
Get him, Jay.
Well, the decision I would make is to fire Daryl Morey. Get him out of here. I mean, the McCain thing, and again, he went off last night for the Thunder, it's a bad look. And then it's not, because, you know, we could try to unpack, did the owner tell him get under the tax, and that's the way he got it? Well, we don't know. But I know this. He put his name on it, and he sat up there and told us all, I'm confident we're selling high. And every day, that looks dumber and dumber to say out loud.
Yeah, it does. And then it also, when he was talking about squinting really hard, we got a chance to be in the playoffs. And who else he say? Buddy Hill's a murderer? He said Buddy Hill's a killer?
He said Buddy Hill.
Not a murderer.
No, that was
not a murderer, but you know what I mean. He said Buddy Hill puts the fear of God in somebody. Yeah, that right there.
Mix up.
Yeah, that was too much.
Good shooter, or he murders people.
No, it was too much. That was too much. But you know what I'm getting at. He's oversold quite a few individuals that have been here thus far. Oversold quite a few.
Yes, he didn't quite accuse Buddy Hield of murder, but no. I understand what you were.
Yeah, I was trying to say he's a sniper. He was basically trying to say he's a sniper.
Yeah, and then he didn't do much here. He's been bad here. He's been here for 6 years. The objective of Daryl Morey when he got here was to take the Sixers from stuck in the middle, second round and exit, to go win a championship. They're no closer. And I'm tired of what else was he supposed to do? What, do better things. Like, that's his job. His job is to make the team better, and he is not. No, I mean, it's actually remarkable if he keeps his job. The only way to justify it is if Josh Harris is just that much of a sucker, and he has no interest in making the team better. Like, I just don't see the basketball justification other than he picked VJ Edgecombe. It's probably the best thing he has to say for himself in the 6 years. Right? Because that wasn't a slam dunk pick. There was a lot of debate on
who you should get. It was Ace Bailey.
Yeah, and even Knipple, who had a good rookie season. Knipple also would have been a good pick. I like Edgecombe better, but Knipple would have been fine too. But that wasn't a slam dunk pick. Who to take? Okay, that's a good one. The McCain pick, Hugh, that would be a feather in his cap, but then he traded him away a year later. So he lost that.
Yeah, and then told everybody that he got a good deal for him.
Well, I mean, That thing is aging is one of the worst quotes in maybe Philadelphia sports executive history. I mean, like, could you imagine a month and a half from now if McCain drops 20 and the Thunder win the title, like the clincher, and he's standing up there holding the trophy up? We're just going to be ripping Morey for saying he sold high. It's preposterous. Let's go to Vic in Fishtown up next on WIP. What's up, Vic?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's Vic.
Up,
what's
you guys
up?
Hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Awesome. Let me cook just for 1 minute. But okay. Obviously, I want to address Hugh Douglas first because he's the funniest person ever. He was super funny because it's almost like when, I believe it was like last week, he said he could be a GM. And I said, how would Hugh go into an interview? And he said, what are your experience in managing a team? And Hugh would say, well, I have a really awesome franchise mode right now on Madden. I can allocate everything to the team, and I can do that. That's why I love Hugh, when he recklessly speculates.
Well, he does that a lot. He recklessly speculates.
I don't play Madden
a lot.
That's not what I...
I think it was just an analogy.
He's I can fly a plane by doing that. But to dive into the Jalen Hurts thing, and you guys don't have to answer me after that.
Go for
it. First topic, far as what do you expect from Jalen Hurts? First of all, with Jalen Hurts, he has four different deficiencies, right? He doesn't run anymore. He can't throw the middle. And, of course, his progressions is bad. So what is the expectation of how Jalen Hurts is going to come in this season? Is he going to change everything? Is he going to stop talking to us in soliloquies instead of just answering the simple questions? Do we tell Josh Allen to stop running into defenders? Do we tell Brett Favre to stop throwing interceptions? How many quarterbacks just automatically just change everything that they do in NFL? Or randomly? Sam Darnold and Eli are the only anomalies, right? They never changed the quarterback. They didn't come in the next year being able to read through the progression, being able to understand the defense was faster, smarter. No, it takes time. It takes time to do that. There's an expectation, but what part of his, like, I guess, attribute are we really focused on as far as what he's going to be better at?
Hugh?
What is he going to be better at?
Yeah, like, which attribute is going to grow?
I would say, just the timing. You know, if this is a timing offense, throw the ball where the ball needs to go. And if the ball isn't going there, throw it somewhere else. I mean, I think it's kind of simple. You know, he doesn't have to. It's obvious that Jalen doesn't want to run a whole lot anymore. And if he doesn't want to do that, then you cater an offense that allows him to run as little as he possibly can and get the ball in the hand as his playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's hard to do.
Correct. So that's why I was going back to the question as far as what is your realistic expectations of Jalen Hurts? Like, what is, like, your realistic expectations?
That's a fair question. Realistically,
like I said, I saw he took chances with the football in the San Diego game. Would you agree with that? Now,
correct,
the five
yes.
interceptions was not acceptable. But you saw him go through his progressions a lot quicker. If he learns how to do that at a faster pace and take away the interceptions, I'll take that Jalen Hurts with some receivers.
Correct.
And some.
But then my next question.
What's your next question? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not cutting you off.
No, you're fine.
No, I'm going back to Hurts. How many quarterbacks have you played in the league where you've seen they came into the league, they probably won a Super Bowl, and just continuously progressed to the top? How many quarterbacks?
Would you say continually got better? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, got better.
Tom Brady got better.
So it's just one. Sam Darnold winning the Super Bowl.
Who else got better as a quarterback? I would probably say Patrick Mahomes got better as a quarterback after they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're greats.
I mean, when you say he got better,
Russell Wilson probably.
I mean, there's a few. I mean, it's not impossible to do, because when you ask the question, how many quarterbacks have I seen that have gotten mm-hmm. better after they won a Super Bowl?
You're right.
Tom Brady got better.
Yeah, so Vic, it's an interesting question. I mean, usually the Super Bowl is kind of the crescendo, right? Like, that's the top. And then, I mean, sometimes guys are older, right? So then just physically they're not the same anymore.
You have
to find a guy that's probably pretty young when he wins, right? Because then he has plenty of time left.
Time to grow.
Brady is certainly a great example. Mahomes as well.
I feel like what he was trying to say is that you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, and I think that's a question if you can.
Yes, but I will say this about Jalen. again, like, you know, when I said I don't remember him, or since I've been here, I don't recall, you know, him working out with receivers that much. Okay, that has been debunked, because it was a story that, you know, I guess it was Bruce called early and said that he read something about that. Okay, that's fine. But this is the first time since I've been here that it feels like Jalen has fully embraced this offensive coordinator. Because the last couple offensive coordinators, even when it was his boy Brian Johnson, he didn't say anything negative, but it wasn't a glowing endorsement either. It was kind of like, hey, well, you know, I've had another coordinator. He left us with cryptic sayings that we didn't know how he really felt about it. Doesn't feel like this is the case with this one.
No.
It feels like he's more embraced it. And that's what gives me belief that he's going to be better, because in order to be better, you have to tear yourself down to build yourself back up.
Yeah, of course. Look, I think he's going to embrace it more. I just think about, like, they'll design the offense the right way. They'll teach him where to go. He'll probably do it in practice. I just wonder week one.
Live fire drill.
And it's supposed to be out in 2.5 seconds. And that's not how he's really ever played the position. Does the ball get out on time? Because with these offenses, it's not just about, you have to throw on time so you don't get sacked. It's if you don't throw on time, yeah, you might complete it, but then the defender's there.
Somebody might get depleted.
Depleted, or there's no yards after the catch. Like,
yeah.
When you watch this offense, and a lot of teams run around the league, when it works, it's all perfectly timed up. And then the receiver just can run for days. And that's how Puka does what he does, because Stafford's on time. And I just question if Jalen's going to be on time with the football enough to make the whole thing, you know, look as great as we want it to. 215-592-9494. Your calls on all this. Daryl Morey, do you expect him to be fired? I want him to be, and I do expect him. I think at some point the Sixers embarrassment's going to hit, and I think they're going to realize that the guy they hired 6 years ago, they just haven't gotten the return on investment, and Morey's going to be out of here. Where do you come down on Morey? Jalen Hurts, do you expect a new Jalen? A new Jalen Hurts is what Hugh Douglas is expecting.
I'm expecting it.
Yeah, we got a good report from Jeremy Fowler saying he's buying into this new offense here. Where do you come down on Hurts being different and playing different and buying fully in for 2026? And we got the schedule leaks, plus the Flyers had themselves a day after. We got an end-of-season press conference. Ashlyn Sullivan is going to join us on the other side to talk about that, what was said specifically, the Miechkov stuff. Where are we with that this offseason? We'll get Ashlyn up next. Your phone calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
That's me?
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, it is me. Ever wonder why Fanatic Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Well, other sportsbooks, their rewards are just the same old, but fan cash, ha-ha, is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack fan cash. With Fanatic Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on wagers, win or lose. You can use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with unlimited profit boosts, exclusive merch, collectibles, and so much more. If you want value for your bets, Fanatics will always have your back. And don't forget about fan cash draws. It's simple, people. Just choose your draw and enter with fan cash for a shot at no sweat bets, casino credit, premium sports experiences, tickets, and a whole lot more. Extraordinary prizes await. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drop? Tap in every Friday and see what the fuss is all about. Switch to the sportsbook that always gives you more to play with. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning is different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET.